And so, Sheriff, I wanted to start off by asking you kind of just how things have gone from your perspective over these last couple of weeks. We'll go back with Election Day. Were you caught off guard and surprised by the results of the election?
I certainly was. I was totally caught off guard because, Sean, if you can recall, 4 years ago, I got, at the general election, I got 103,000 people that voted for me. In the primary 4 years ago, I think I beat my opponent fairly easy. And so I was totally surprised at the results of the election.
What do you think happened this time around?
Well, we've looked at it, and we kind of know what happened. First and foremost, I think a lot of folks kind of figured that I had this election in the bag. And so when you went in to get to vote, they asked you if you wanted a Republican ballot or a Democratic ballot. And so I think a lot of people who were consumed with the state election, Ashcroft and Kehoe, a lot of those people took the Republican ballot, and therefore they did not vote for Vernon Betts in that primary election. I actually had friends and folks call me and apologize that they didn't vote for me. They voted on that Republican ballot because they just figured I had it in the bag. And so I think that was the biggest thing. The other thing that kind of bothered me is that there's a segment of the population right in the center of the city, the fifth, sixth, and seventh ward. I may not be totally correct, but the what used to be the old 15th ward. For whatever reason, those folks have decided that they want to go in this direction of progressiveness or whatever, and I didn't get that support, and I'm kind of dismayed with the people of that area of the city of St. Louis because I don't know what they think of Vernon Betts, but whatever it is, I'm nowhere near as bad as my opponent. If you talk about any area of life, integrity or education, or skill, or whatever, my opponent does not touch me in any area. He doesn't have any education. I have 2 degrees. When it comes to integrity, he openly lied about several different things: his education, his having a degree, and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know what it is about that segment of the city that they saw more value in him than they saw in me. If you look at the things that I've done in this 8 years that I've been the sheriff, I've been all involved in helping turn this city around as far as the crime and all that stuff. I've put my deputies on the Metrolink, and we've stopped all kind of crime on Metrolink. There's a big story that came out about that. My guys have worked the streets of St. Louis for the last 4 or 5 years, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, and there's all kind of stories that we can tell you about us stopping crime. You know, four years ago, they had kids jumping up on top of cars and all that kind of stuff, and after I put my guys out on the street to help the St. Louis Police Department, where we're 300 and something short, we haven't had the kids get that rowdy that they're jumping up on top of cars. So I think then personally, Vernon Betts has been involved in going into the schools. I'm a former teacher, and I've been going into the schools talking to the kids about saying no to drugs and bullying and gun safety and all that kind of stuff. And so I don't know what the citizens of St. Louis are looking for in a sheriff, but I just don't think they've really paid close attention. Maybe some people want to say, you know, I said something and they thought it was derogatory. Well, something is said by politicians all the time that may not meet the ethical expectations of most folk, but I think everybody in this world at some point says something or does something that people don't like, but I don't think it should qualify or disqualify you from being a candidate for a public office. So anyway, I think just the voting that took place, if we could do it all over again, and the people of South St. Louis could that voted in the primary and they voted for Kehoe or Ashcroft, I bet you if we did it over again and those folks voted, it would be a different outcome in this election.
Well, it certainly was a close race, so it's not hard to imagine that maybe a larger pool of votes, it could flip one way or the other on that topic. You had considered pushing for a hand recount, potentially. We're past the point now where it's too late to have done that, but what was going through your mind when trying to decide whether or not to get a recount in what was a very tightly contested race?
Well, I think we actually did the recount, and we did it. I think the election board did it twice, and both times I moved closer. But even with the final recount, if we had done a hand recount, maybe we could have overcome that whole thing, Sean. But maybe we could have overcome and won the election, but it was going to cost me pretty hefty sum, which I did not have. They were talking about maybe $10,000 for me to do a recount by hand, and I just didn't have that money. And then they were my people that were advising me, and I had a couple of lawyers that were advising me. They were saying even with the hand count, it's going to be really, really hard to overcome. So we just, you know, with all things considered, we said, okay, let's just go ahead and let it be what it is.
You made it clear at this point, obviously, that you're no fan of Alfred Montgomery, who defeated you in the Democratic primary. And I've heard that you're now supporting Joy Denise Dabney in the general election coming up in November.
Yes, I'm going to help Ms. Dabney. We're looking at Ms. Dabney and kind of want to make sure that she don't have anything in her background or qualifications that if we get out there and start helping her, is going to embarrass us. But we've met with her. She has some support from the Libertarian Party, and they're excited as can be because they say it will be the first time that they'll have anybody come this close to actually winning or being a part of a possible win publicly. So we're going to help her.
I think the big question around Joy Denise Dabney is just who she is. No one really seems to know much about her. I know you said you're kind of looking into her now at this point, but just tell us what you can, what you really know about her.
Well, she's from St. Louis, and she's a part of the Libertarian Party, and she seems to be a Christian, somebody that's trustworthy. We've talked about her Christianity, her background, and all that. She's from the Fairground Park area. Oops, that's over in the area where I grew up, and she's from St. Louis. So, like I said, if we're gonna see whatever we can dig up. If she has nothing criminal or anything in her background, and she shouldn't have, or they never should have let her file. So if she's a pretty decent person, we know that I believe she has more integrity than Mr. Montgomery. Montgomery is a flat-out liar. He's lied about everything, basically. And then he's a cheat. And then not only is he a cheat, went through St. Louis and took down all of my signs. And Sean, know what? That rascal just came by my house this past Monday and wanted to talk. I got a lot of my deputies are leaving. I've got four supervisors that already have signed papers to go other places. They're not going to work for Montgomery. We know Mr. Montgomery. He was there at the sheriff's department for about 3 months, 4 months, and he's a character. He's a real character. And so they're not going to work for him. I know that he's a liar, you know, and I don't know why the citizens of St. Louis would like. He lied about his education and all that stuff. He's not educated. He can't spell. I don't know. He's just not a good person for being the sheriff of the city of St. Louis, for being anything as far as I'm concerned. And so I think if you talk about integrity, I think Ms. Dabney has more integrity than Mr. Montgomery. And so I'm going to help Mr. Montgomery. I think those people that help Mr. Montgomery, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. You got the mayor and president of the board of aldermen and one of the, a couple of the other aldermen. They ought to be ashamed of themselves of wanting to put a person of Mr. Montgomery's integrity, which he has none, but they should be ashamed of themselves of putting somebody like that in that office where you have to represent the city of St. Louis in an office that's supposed to stand for doing right and upholding the law and all that. Mr. Montgomery, he's a character, and you guys really, really need to dig into who he really is and what he barely made it out of high school. He came out of Bashan High School, barely made it out. Several of his teachers have told me he was a character in high school. He's a character now. Do you know he has already run into the police department and had an incident with the police department already and hasn't been appointed sheriff yet? But he thinks he's the sheriff. He's telling everybody he's the sheriff. No, you won't be the sheriff until January the 1st. But this is the kind of person he is. You know, he thinks he can do whatever he want to do. And so the city of St. Louis is going to have to deal with that. He got some help from one or two of the judges that I don't get along with. One of the judges' wife gave Mr. Montgomery $700. You can find that out on campaign disclosure stuff. And that's a no-no. But I don't get along with all the judges. And I'm not with just a couple other judges. But those judges and then the mayor, who has never helped the sheriff department, financial or anything like that, Megan Green, that is included, never has supported the sheriff department. Those folk lined up with Mr. Montgomery, and they're going to put that kind of person in office. They should be ashamed of themselves. But I'm going to be here fighting as long as I live in St. Louis. I'm going to give all those folks a run for their money. What else you got, Sean?
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Sheriff. We appreciate it.
All righty, Sean.